Good morning. Today is Monday, January the 18th, 18th day of the new year. Joining us this very show, the bank dude, Mr. Dalby. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Brian, it is always a pleasure to see you, although you are not wearing a tie today.
Our quote this morning is ascribed to J.B. Colbert sometime in the 1600s. Quote, "The art of taxation consists in so plucking the goose as to obtain the largest amount of feathers with the least possible amount of hissing." Yeah. It's easier to say frog in the pot. But I think the concept is pretty much the same there.
Well, that ties into our topic today of sales tax.
There you go.
And how to generate it.
Other than having the state say, "And thou shalt impose an increased tax."
Exactly.
Yeah, or the county or the jurisdiction. Yeah, one of the things, and I know we've talked about it, John, in the past, is the concept of leakage. Probably the number one topic of all automobile dealers in any community, anywhere USA. Buying outside of town, going over the hill, around the corner, to the next burg, across the state lines, to buy a vehicle. I know that there's been some changes in the law that says even if that's the case where you're registered, your license, you have to pay the taxes according to that jurisdiction. Yeah. So, I mean, there's some of that, but you buy a refrigerator and it isn't quite the same way, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, even off the internet. So is this stemming from the concept of trying to stop leakage, or is this more serving the local community?
Well, the reason, and what he's referring to, is a study that was done, and this is really the brainchild of Tom Shallard. He's the executive director of the Blood Bank. Great guy.
Administrator. I always get busted on that one, too. Yeah.
but he was the president of the Chamber of Commerce last year, and as in that role, wanted to see what the leakage was. And the overall objective was to get more money for local police and fire. And by increasing sales tax locally, we would then be increasing the money available to both the fire and police departments.
And this is the Eureka Chamber.
Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce. And so that's why he started this study, and then we've been pushing this wherever we can go. Now, I'm no longer on the board of the chamber. They kicked me off.
But you're an habitual pusher of information, yeah.
But it's an incredible topic, and we've actually seen some increases in sales tax revenue. So that's a positive.
Now, in looking at this, is catalog purchasing still a factor?
What page are you on?
No, just in general terms, because I know that historically Humboldt County was top five market, DMA, for catalog usage. Glendive, Montana was one. There's a place in Maine, small, rural, isolated, far away. And, you know, we certainly haven't gotten 3 or 4 feet worth of catalogs in the last month. I mean, things have changed, obviously. But I wonder if online has replaced catalog.
Oh, for the most part, yes. I know myself, even though I get some catalogs, you kind of just chuck them in the
You don't read them
the
at lunchtime,
and then go online, you know, because you're going to end up pushing that button anyway if that's the item you want. But really, what we're trying to do is get people to think about, well, is this something I can buy locally?
And we'll find out. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby. John, this survey about home shopping in Humboldt County, were there any surprises or anything that just kind of was an aha moment for you?
You know, I for me personally, I was surprised that as much was outside the county as there was. And so, you know, you start looking at your own buying habits and think, okay, how much of what I could, would I buy, excuse me, outside the county, could I buy inside the county? And there are some things that are challenging to buy locally.
Well, I would imagine, you know, the definition of convenience, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean product in your hand in the least amount of time? Does that mean the ability to purchase when you wish to? Access to blah, 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 blah. I mean, right. There's a whole bunch of those types of things there that are some variables, and I wouldn't imagine that this study got to that granular level.
No, but there are some, you know, there are different levels of local. So, for instance, I can buy from a local store, but it doesn't have local ownership. And so, you know, if I go to a department store, you know, big chain or something like that, the sales tax dollars do stay here, but, you know, the profits don't. And in many cases, a lot of the overhead is spent somewhere else rather than Humboldt County. So it's, you know, ideally, if you can buy from a local merchant locally, that will benefit the community more than if you purchase locally. And then the worst thing is to purchase online or outside the county.
Drive out of
as
the
far
area.
As far as for our community.
Yeah. So how was this survey done? Was this a phone out? General response? Was this mail out? Was this in face-to-face interview?
I don't recall. I knew the answer to that question, but now I don't recall.
Okay. Well, that wraps that question up.
There you go.
Real quick.
I don't know.
All right. So let's progress. You want to start, I guess, page to page here?
Sure. Where are you at?
The online shopping, because I know a lot of folks, well, even locally, you know, they'll discuss, oh, well, I have a e-commerce site. Well, okay, is it viable? Is it not viable? What percentage of your buyers want to touch? Which ones don't even want to ever be mm-hmm. in the store? That kind of stuff. Was there any dynamic around online shopping?
As far as I know, this was just comparing all online shopping to buying in a local retail, as opposed to really delineating, you know, what online you're doing and how much, you know, was it an online for a local? I don't know.
Was the figures that this survey found, was it what you had anticipated? Was it concerning how much the frequency, how often people are buying out of the area? I mean, you look at the UPS trucks and the other delivery vehicles. Yeah, they're driving around until 6:30, 7 o'clock at night in the middle of winter.
Well, it's interesting that 67% of the respondents buy at least monthly.
That's probably...
I think that number is probably low. I think it's probably a bigger number than 67.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think most times we think of the significant buy rather than the... Mm-hmm. Well, for us, okay, one of the vacuum cleaners we used to have. You couldn't buy the bags local. Okay, so you buy them on... I mean, is that buying online? Yeah, it is.
But is
it a memorable moment for buying online? Nah. So those would be like the ones that you wouldn't think about
mm-hmm.
and would kind of slide through the cracks. So, yeah, that would make sense to me. I'm kind of surprised that just 4% buy less than once a year, or I would presume don't buy at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's that across the board now.
Now, my guess is that would be individuals who are not on computers. You know, there are certain members of our community and demographics that don't, you know, really not computer savvy.
Some of the lifestyles and some of the, mm-hmm. the areas, too. I mean, if mm-hmm. you don't have access to the internet at home, you know, let's say you work in the woods and you live in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, you don't have that choice, I suppose. Now, where would be something like buying off of QVC and some of those types of things, would that be considered online for this purpose?
I believe it would be.
Okay,
yes.
So that might be influencing slightly. Right. And I don't know, I've heard tale that we have an awful lot of that, but it's just kind of almost a legendary status at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was interesting, if you go to the next page to see what is purchased most online, you know, clothing was number one, clothing items, which kind of surprised me because most people like to try stuff on, but...
Okay.
So that threw me. I thought...
Well, let's... What's your foot size? Can you buy locally a pair of shoes?
I can.
Okay, I can't.
You can't, yes.
The kids can't.
Because you're more man than I am.
I've got flippers, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are not too many 15s that are around.
Right.
Okay. So you kind of get boxed in a certain certain area. But I would suggest that a lot of folks can buy other things. Okay, it's interesting, the items. Not all shoes necessarily, or if you buy jewelry, not all jewelry, but that's one of the categories, just showing a frequency of...
Right.
Okay.
And then books. Ironically, they're going online to buy books.
Well, other than used books, where do you get them in town?
Well, just...
Or in the county?
As opposed to just going down uploading them.
Oh, I'm there. Oh, you're one of those...
No, I'm not. I like a paper book.
Yeah.
I like the real deal.
I think that's about the, I won't say 100%, but let me put it in the 95% category of what I buy from Amazon or books.
Mm-hmm.
Good old fashioned, they show up, drop them on the desk, you know you've got a tangible book, yeah. Huh. Yeah, and the electronics, I know a lot of that would make sense also, particularly as we have less and less selection.
You know, at the other end of the spectrum, you have building supplies, and that makes sense because generally they're bulky items, and it doesn't make a lot of
some of the specific hardware. You guys have remodeled, you know, some of the knobs that they're not available locally, but they're available nationally. I mean, you know, okay, there's some, but it's a really small percentage of folks doing that. Now, is this percent of users buying online, or is this a percent of the dollars spent in these categories that's purchased online?
So, for instance, this says that 80% of the respondents said that they purchased clothing online.
Right.
And then
that's of the respondents, not of the amount of money they use purchasing clothing. Correct. 80% was online.
Correct.
Okay.
So then you have less than 10% of respondents said they bought building materials online.
Okay. So that kind of clarifies that a little bit. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with a bank dude about a economic purchasing or shopping survey that was done within Humboldt County, conducted by the Chamber of Commerce last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. So it's one of those quick shows for me.
Yeah.
As contrasted to what we normally do when we have that pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Generally, spending time with you can be, like a root canal.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
So what about the dollars spent online? And we can kind of pick things up, because I think online spending is a huge concern for a lot of business operators in the area. Is there a lot of money being spent there, or are we buying nickel and dime things?
Well, according to this study, the average household spends $296 per month online. So, you start adding that up, it gets to be a pretty good-sized number. 3.8% of the respondents spend over $1,000 a month online. 11%.
Now, are these business purchases also, John? I mean, I could.
No, it's
could,
household.
Okay, it's household. Okay.
Is what it says. So I'm assuming it's household.
Right.
So then you have 11 plus the 3.8. So you have almost 15% spend more than $500. And then well over 50%, you know, is $100 and above.
I was surprised with the 43% spending $100 or less. Yeah, you're really never going to be able to capture that market, I wouldn't think, because it's small and it's kind of tough to find. Mm-hmm. I would think would be kind of the niche in that area. But two-thirds certainly would be, at least potentially, you could get a piece of that.
Right. Now, if you take those numbers and you multiply them out by the number of households, and then
you start to get some boxcars. Yeah.
You start getting some significant numbers for our local community. Yeah.
Why do they shop online? Selection number one. Okay.
And you know, to me, that's a pretty valid reason. There is, especially if you have, you know, specialty needs, if you have a specialty hobby, certain interests.
Specialty sizing.
Size 15 shoes. I'm surprised you're only a 15.
Well, I started out as a 14 when I was older.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to end up probably at 16. That doesn't bode well for the kids.
So there are certain things that you cannot get in a local retailer. Although, consider this: there, you know, if you have a retailer in your hobby, you may be able to just to go to them and order the item through the retailer, and that way you don't have to handle all the shipping and all of that.
Of the seven or eight that I'm seeing that were listed as important factors, shipping, delivery at home within 2 to 3 days, don't even apply to the locals. I mean, you don't. There's not a shipping issue if you go down to the store and you buy it.
That's correct.
You don't. In theory, you don't have to wait 2 or 3 days unless
it's
a handgun.
You don't have to pay for it either.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting. Now, the higher product quality. Okay, that could be something that would get some folks' attention, but that's pretty subjective.
Well, and I think that really ties in back to greater merchandise selection. I mean, if quality is the issue.
Yeah, they're kind of linked.
Yeah, so I don't know there's a huge difference in those, but they were two different items. If you combine them, it becomes a very significant issue, would be merchandise selection. And I don't see our local merchants being able to really fix that. There's only so much inventory you can have.
As long as the population and the payroll and that stuff is all static.
But it does tell you if you have the right inventory mix, you're going to do better than if you don't.
I think we kind of knew that one going in, didn't we?
Yeah, okay. So you're saying I'm stating the obvious?
That one, yeah. No sales.
If I had a feeling it'd be hurt right now.
yeah, you're kind of numb. The sales tax issue is interesting with the online. You know, so they're not buying California. They're buying outside of California and not having to pay the sales tax. And buying used items, I mean, okay. I mean, that's...
Well, of course, though, when we buy them outside the state and bring them in, we're declaring those taxes on our income.
Do it with every pair of socks I buy.
Of course you do.
Yeah. The next area, I think, is the one that's probably most intriguing about buying out, frequency of buying out of, but not online. Buying out of the area, but not online.
Mm-hmm.
This looks very predictable to me. A couple times a year, you know, you're out doing things. Yeah, okay, that makes sense, whether it's north or south. Yeah, that stuff makes sense. Did you guys, when you were discussing that, did this cause anybody's
So what Brian's focus? Referring to is... this is how frequently do you shop outside Humboldt County. The biggest category was several times a year, and it was at 46%. Several times a week was at 4%. Wow, we got some real travelers here.
Yeah, road warriors. Yeah.
Less than once a year was 12%. So 12% don't go out of the area. Once a year was 23%.
Well, I'm saying, you know, almost three quarters. Being a couple times a year or less.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And I guess I would qualify under the once a week job.
Oh, because you go to Brookings.
Yeah, once a week. Okay, I'm going to be, you know, buy a hamburger, get a sandwich. I mean, something's being bought. Gas.
For that big truck of yours.
Jeez, diesel was down to $2.39.
In Brookings?
In Brookings, yeah.
Did you just fill up the bed?
I gave him a 20, and that's all that it took to finish it off. It was like,
oh my gosh!
I know, it was refreshing.
I can remember if you gave him a $20 bill, they came and sprayed a little behind your ear.
Yeah, I'm not that old. Sorry. Oh, the numbers with the amount being spent look pretty consistent with.
They're almost identical when you look at it. What he's referring to is the amount of money spent outside the county directly by shopping outside, and it, when remember it was $2.96 for the average household, is $2.37 here. So very, very similar numbers.
Yeah,
which surprised me. I thought the internet would be online would be substantially more than those people. Go out and shop directly.
It'd be a little different, yeah. Now this, where it says what you're buying, now that's where you start to see some of the changes. You mentioned building supplies being the last. Here it's showing significant leakage there.
Yeah, it's almost twice as much here as it was, building supplies, as it was for online.
Right. And
more than twice.
That really speaks to the Home Depot being in Crescent City, I would imagine, or Friedman Brothers and Home Depot in Ukiah.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems more confirmation stuff than it does anything more than that.
And it's interesting here, food was number two.
Now,
I
15 years ago, that would make sense because, you know, the Costco's being out of market, but with them being here now, I wonder what. Specialty foods?
I really
you know, Trader Joe's, that kind of stuff?
Or is it dining? I don't know.
Oh, is that okay?
Know.
If that's a combo category,
you know, if food includes restaurants and
yeah, there's no
lodging here, so I don't know.
And there's no eating out here, right. So it would have to. That would okay. Now that suddenly goes click and makes sense.
It's interesting. Pharmacy is very, very low on that. So I mean, people that makes
no,
sense.
No, John, you don't leave Humboldt County to buy your drugs. You come to Humboldt County to buy your drugs. Oh. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:44. Final segment when we return.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with John Dalby. John, so what were the reasonable conclusions out of this? And for the community, what are the reasonable expectations if they had been one of the 150 or 200 that participated in this? What's next?
Well, the conclusion was about $28 million a month. Is being spent by local residents outside the area, either online or by shopping outside the area. And if we could bring a fraction of that back to the county, you know, the sales tax revenue would solve a lot of the challenges that some of our local governments have.
Of the spending that is going on out of market, we mentioned already about online and some of the choices that aren't local, how reasonable is it to expect that half of that or a third of that could actually be satisfied locally?
Well, that comes to the last question, which the last question that we have on here is, do you believe that you could be influenced to shift more of your shopping to local stores? 34% said no, I already shop as much locally as I can, and 66% said yes. Now, you know, I'm guessing because the number one issue was selection, that the movement would be relative, you know, wouldn't be half of it, but if we could get a portion of it, that would be great.
If folks want to see this, is it available on your guys' website, the Chamber's website? Is it in your lobby?
The Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Boy, you backpedaled quick in those small little fine shoes you have. Ballet slippers. They are not, however. Thanks for coming by, bud. We've been talking shop with John Dalby. Join us tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
See you then.